When God says go, you go. When God says stay, you stay. God's calls becomes your calls. Look with me at 1 Samuel. If you get to Kings, just like I did, just keep turning back. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And look at verse 28. You know the story. It is when David comes against Goliath. Now let me ask you, do you have any Goliaths in your life right now? Any Goliaths going on in your life right now? Or are there some things that are going on that's 9'9", that's able to carry a spear with a head on it that weighs 16 pounds or 20 pounds or 25 pounds, whatever it was, 25 pounds I think it was. Is there any Goliath in your life right now? Is anything going on in your family that is a Goliath in your life? Is there anything going on in your health or anything going on among your kids that is a Goliath in your life? Well, David is showing us by his character how to face the giants in our life. Now, we need to back up a little bit and look at where David is coming from. He's coming from the sheepfold. You see, he's been with God. I don't believe that you and I can be what God means for us to be. I don't believe that we can be the woman or the man after God's own heart unless we're spending time with God. Let me tell you a good place to start in the morning. A good place to start would be in the morning, where you open up God's Word and allow Him to speak to your heart from His Word. And then when you get on your knees before Him, that you make yourself available to Him. You see, God is not looking for someone that has the ability. He's not looking for ability. I think about how God could use people that are able to do this and are able to do that more. They could really make a contribution to the Word of God. They could really make a contribution to the church. But what God is looking for is people who will make themselves available to Him. Amen. Excuse me, some of you tried to get out of the spit section and you got in it anyway. You make yourself available. And when you get on your knees before the Lord, you say, God, who would you bring into my life today that I could share eternal life with? That I could tell them how to accept Christ as their Savior and their life would never be the same. Because unless that happens in the life of those individuals who are lost, they are doomed for a devil's hell. They're going to spend eternity there. And God's going to bring all kinds of folks into your life. At the service station, down at Walmart, and at work, He's going to bring all kinds of people into your life that you'll be able to share testimony about how God has changed your life. Evangelism is one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread at. Have you found it? If you found it, it's your responsibility and my responsibility to tell others about it. So David had been with God. And then he comes in the 17th chapter in the 28th verse. And Eliab, that's his older brother. I got a couple of older brothers. And he heard when he spake unto the men. You remember what David said? Well, what's this guy doing? I mean, he is defying, he's cursing the God of Israel. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. Had you ever read that verse? Had you ever thought about that verse? Why did that make Eliab so mad? Because what David was saying, he knew was true in his own heart and deep down, though he was much bigger than David, though he was much older than David, and though he had fought battles before, deep in his heart, he was afraid of Goliath. And so were all the other Israelites, all the Israelite army. You see, the devil wants to bring these Goliaths into our life that will intimidate us into just hunkering down and going with the flow. That's how the devil operates. He wants to tell you that you really can't do it. And so, he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom?" Now listen closely. Watch what he does here. "And with whom hast thou left those few sheep? You don't amount to anything, and what you're doing doesn't amount to anything. Who have you left those few sheep that our father left you in charge of there in the wilderness? I know your pride, your naughtiness of your heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." You wanted to see the fight. Now look what David says. Not only does he refuse to be intimidated by Goliath, he refuses to be intimidated by his own older brother. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And then he goes on. Let's see how much of that was I going to read. Just down to 29. "Is there not a cause?" And so here, God's cause becomes his cause. God's cause becomes our cause if we're going to be men and women of God. What God cares about, you and I care about. Secondly, if you're going to be a man and woman after God's own heart, our heart becomes sensitive to spiritual things. Look with me over in 2 Chronicles. That's right after Kings. If they didn't move it, don't think they did. Chapter 16. Look down at verse 9. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly." He's talking about, he rebukes Hananiah. And he says that God's looking, this is the kind of people that God's looking for. He's looking for people that he can show himself strong in. As I was reading back through the scripture this morning, just kind of refreshing myself on what was going to take place this morning, I noticed that when Samuel anointed David king, he's just a kid, one of Jesse's boys. And he anointed him king. And you read that verse, it says that the Spirit of God came on him and it never left. The Spirit of God came on him and it never left. Now I want to tell you, he didn't go down to the creek and find some stones. Now, if you've ever seen a slingshot, you know they work pretty good. But he didn't say, "I've been practicing with this thing, and it just might be that I could knock that guy in the head and cut his head off." I don't believe that's what David was thinking. I believe that God's cause became his cause, and because he was filled with the Spirit of God, he was willing to stand for God's cause. Even when no one else was willing to stand for that cause, David was willing to stand for the cause of God. And for God's will. And I'll tell you, we're living in a society that would try to keep us from doing that. Our heart becomes sensitive to spiritual things. Number two, the man or woman after God's own heart are sensitive to their own sin. Now, you know the story. Matter of fact, I mean, I don't know how it could be any different than this. But